In a South American country of Colombia, Andean music is having a renaissance. It was the country's soundtrack in the early 20th century, and now a new generation of musicians is bringing Andean music back one century on. Beto Arcos introduces us to one of these groups. It's called Itinerante.
On a recent late afternoon on the 13th floor of a high-rise apartment building near downtown Bogotá, the three members of Itinerante are replicating a ritual they started 7 years ago. After tuning their instruments, they play a classic piece of Colombian Andean music from the early 1900s called juguete, or toy. Colombian Andean music is a confluence of many traditional rhythms, such as bambuco, pasillo, and torbellino. It's played across Colombia's Andean mountain range, from the north to the south of the country. At the center of this music are three string instruments, two of them native to Colombia. The tiple, a 12 steel string guitar-like instrument, arranged in four courses of three strings, the bandola, a 12-string mandolin-like instrument, and the 6-string Spanish guitar. The members of Itinerante are 38-year-old guitarist Sebastián Martínez, 24-year-old bandola player Mateo Patiño, and 33-year-old tiple player Diego Bahamón. Mateo Patiño says he started playing guitar, then tiple, but the melodic quality of the bandola captivated him the most.
It's the brightness, the particular color that's so unique. Even though the bandola belongs to the family of instruments played with a plectrum, I think it's very different from all of them. I really like the bandola's presence and its singular sound.
Guitarist Sebastián Martínez grew up listening to rock bands such as Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, and Queen. The music he composes for the trio has those influences, including the piece he wrote for their debut album.
Y por supuesto todos estos elementos de los bambucos tradicionales colombianos.
And of course, all of the elements of the traditional style called bambuco. You can notice the blues scales I use in it. It was born during a night of insomnia. That's why it's called noctámbulo, night owl.
Tiple player Diego Bahamón says he met Patiño when he was 16 at the renowned Colombian Andean music festival Mono Núñez in 2014 and introduced him to Martínez the following year.
And they met in the first rehearsal. So that was the first rehearsal of Itinerante. It was in 2015, so it's been more than 7 years so far.
In those 7 years, they've gained the respect of some of the top musicians of the style. For their debut album, Itinerante counted on the mentorship and guidance of Fernando León. Bahamón says León is one of the most respected figures of Colombian Andean music.
He has a lot of information of this music because he has been studying this music, playing this music since almost more than 50 years, I would say. He helped us in the curation of the repertoire, and he made some arrangements for this album.
León says it's an invigorating time for Colombian Andean music.
Sí, yo creo que hay un renacimiento y un renacimiento muy positivo There's an exciting renaissance that's encouraging musicians to play the styles of the Andean region, such as bambuco, pasillo, guabina, torbellino, and the fusion of all these genres, and most importantly, with young musicians.
Paulo Sanchez is the director of Bogotá's Teatro Col Subsidio, one of the most important venues in Colombia that presents this music year-round. He says, in the 1990s, during one of the best periods of Colombian Andean music, there were some remarkable music trios, but then there was a lull.
Y creo que con Itinerante se rompe un poco.
I think with Itinerante, there's a breakthrough, and we begin to see the emergence of trios again. Itinerante is the trio of the moment, of today. They're bringing back the trio format to a superlative level.
Amon says he speaks for the other musicians in the group. They were meant to play Colombian Andean music.
Everything was planned for me to be a tiple player and play this music, of course. This music is the one that makes my blood connect with everything that I have.
Itinerante just finished a tour of Western Colombia and is currently preparing for a series of concerts at a chamber music hall in Bogotá. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.